Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Is it on? Yeah, it's on. Hey, man. Say, man. It's your girl. It's Yaya, man. And I'm back with another podcast. It's been a little minute. I know. But y'all, like I said this before, but I be thinking my material is trash and nobody gonna listen to me. Cause I be talking to myself pretty much until like I share it and then y'all hear it. So I be feeling like ain't nobody listening to me, but they really are. But anyways. These quarantine, baby, COVID-19, COVID, baby, bro, Corona Lachey, baby, you came out of nowhere. Well, they say it's been around, but we just ain't really just heard about it. But baby, you shut that stuff down. You shut everything down. You shut down all our good times that we shared. Like, baby, memories are gone. We're drifting on them. Like, I just can't. But not for real, like, y'all, that stuff, like, spring break came, so we was chilling. And then, boom, the world shut down. I was just like, golly, it's just in an instant, this virus just shut everything down. But like, maybe it's for the best. Maybe it really is for the best. I mean, it's boring, but it's probably for the best, for real.
So I am a resident advisor and I stay on campus, okay? But y'all, it is so boring. Like, I'm in the dorms, like when we're on duty, and then I'm doing homework, and it's just pure quiet. Like, I don't hear not a single voice down my hall. And I really miss that, y'all. Like, I'm not even being sentimental. I ain't even being fake. I miss my residents. Oh. I went to the lobby because, like, my room is, like, right by the lobby on my floor. And I went out, and I didn't see not a soul. And I was just hurt. I was like, oh, where did they go? But, y'all, I'm so serious. Like, this stuff came like in an instant, and it just, whew, baby. But anyways, what I'm talking about today is loneliness. You know, we all chilling by our lonesome, social distancing. If you're married, you're not social distancing, you're with your spouse. If you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, y'all ain't social distancing either. So, whatever. But I'm talking about us single people. So, for the past couple weeks, I've been getting hit up by, like, people I haven't talked to in years. Like, whew, baby, where did you come from? No, like, literally, like, I've been getting hit up from, like, exes. And I'm just trying to check on you. Hey, big head. Like, nah, don't hey, big head me. Don't, hey, how you doing? You weren't worried about me 3 years ago. But now, since you're on quarantine and got nothing else to do, you think you can hit me up and play with my feelings. It's not happening, dog. Nah. So, yeah, a lot of that's been going on. And so, people mistake your singleness for weakness. Or they mistake that since you're lonely, you just go for anything. And you know what? I admit, I've been there. I've done it. I want a relationship so bad that I've jumped into something where I know God didn't ordain it. And, like, that's my fault. If God brought me out of something and I go back into it, whose fault is that? Mine. And we need to take some time to realize that just because I'm single and I'm alone don't mean I'm alone. I feel like practicing this social distancing is good for me. It's giving me time to think and reflect on who I am and what I'm going to be and my purpose and what my platform is going to be and who I'm going to be. And not saying this is going to happen overnight, but what I'm saying is write your plans out, y'all. Write them affirmations out. Write out, ooh, I know what I'm going to do and I know what I'm going to be in the next 10 years. This too all shall pass, y'all. This virus is going to go away. And you still need to be having that mindset of your future. Don't let what's going on right now distract you from the future. Don't let your loneliness put you in a place of where you accept anything. All right? Don't let your loneliness have you dealing with people you know you ain't supposed to deal with? You know what I'm saying? Like, those are mistakes we make. But in this time, in this moment, take the time to realize who you are and what your purpose is and what your platform is going to be in the future. I'm repeating myself, but I'm making this clear. Take the time, this time, in this moment, to know your purpose, find your platform, and walk into it. Don't just be chilling. I'm going to walk into my purpose. I'm going to walk onto my platform in the future. Do it now. Start making those steps. Start making those goals to that point now. Do that now. You know what I'm saying? And I think people think since they're young that we got all the time in the world. It's people dying out here every day. And this was way before the COVID. But, like, especially now. I've seen so many people on the internet or the news or whatever passing away. And it's in an instant. You don't know when death can hit you. You don't know when life can hit you. But what I can say is, do what you're supposed to do now so you won't suffer it later. Don't think you get all the time in the world, because we don't. Time is just something that we think we got and we really don't. Time is time. Time waits for no man or woman, sheep, dog, or chicken, okay? Time ticks. Time keeps going. And like I said, don't wait. Don't wait to do what you're supposed to do. You know? And don't let being single keep you or your head, like, in a dark space. Move forward. Like, I'm just coming to terms. I'm single. And that's okay. You know? I don't even really want to talk to anybody, because I feel like I'm being molded for my future. And so, like, if you're here to distract me or play mind games, baby boy, I don't need you. I don't need you in my circle. I don't need you in my life. I don't need you in my square. I don't need you in my triangle, my rectangle, my octagon. None of that. The pentagon, I don't need you. I need to focus on what God has for me and what I'm finna do and how I'm finna accomplish it. I'm setting those goals. I'm setting those affirmations. I'm keeping my mind intact. I'm keeping my focus, because in this time, this race could be short, and you just gotta be steadfast. You gotta be steadfast and remember who you are in this time. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed my podcast, because I always think my material is trash, but I always receive great feedback, and that's what keeps me going. Y'all the ones that keep me going. I appreciate it. And I hope you're washing them hands. And you're disinfecting. You're wearing your little cute little mask that I've seen all over the internet. And moreover, I pray that you are walking into your purpose. And that you start making the steps to walk into your purpose, if you haven't already found it. I'm out. Peace.